I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Volunteers working to raise awareness about sex trafficking here in Western North Carolina are using bars of soap as part of a new strategy to reach out to victims. The buzz of conversation and busy hands filled the reception hall at New Life Community Church in North Asheville. Julie Murray of Canton was among dozens of volunteers who were labeling bars of soap with a help hotline number and packing them into boxes destined for local hotels.
So that there is anyone that is in a hotel that is being used for sex trafficking, like minor children to prostitution, that when they go to use the soap, they see the hotline number, and then they can call to get help.
The event is an outreach activity started by the National Soap Project, which stands for Save Our Adolescents from Prostitution, the brainchild of sex trafficking survivor Teresa Flores.
Because I have been left in a motel as a victim, I knew that I just needed to talk to somebody, but there was nobody that I knew to talk to about what I was going through. And I've met a lot of other survivors that have told me the only time they're actually alone is in the bathrooms. So that's why I chose the soap.
They happen in open public, but they're hard to detect.
That's Andrew Murray, the U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina. He says because human trafficking is so hard to detect, the Department of Justice conducts trafficking awareness training with a number of professional organizations, including the hospitality industry.
And wherever there's big tourism, and especially if there's big, large events, and those that can tend to be male-dominated, then there's an opportunity for traffickers to bring in those, and especially minor victims. So those in the hotel industry, those that are around those type of events, they should be looking and they should be aware that there's a possibility. And certainly if they see something that makes them extremely uncomfortable in a relationship or a contact between two individuals, they should notify the authorities to tell them what they've seen and what they're concerned about.
Organizers of this event say they're hopeful the labeled soaps will supplement that effort. In 2018, the National Human Trafficking Hotline received nearly 200 calls related to sex trafficking in the state. It's not known how many originated in Western North Carolina. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.